DeSaunier, Dutton, Emerson, Evans, Fuller, Gaines, Hancock, Harmon, Hernandez, Huff, Kehoe, LaMalfa, Leno, Liu, Lowenthal, Negrete McLeod, Padilla, Pavley, Price, Rubio, Smidian, Steinberg, Strickland, Vargas, Walters, Wolk, Wright, Weiland, Yee. Madam President, we are lacking a quorum.
Members, a quorum is not present. Will the senators please report to the chambers so we can take up today's business? Absent members should report to the chamber. We are still lacking a quorum. If the senators could please come to the chambers, we can dispense with today's business in short order. Thank you, members. A quorum is present. Members, can I have your attention? Would the members and the guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We'll be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Rabbi Mona Alfie, after which please remain standing and Senator Hancock will lead us in the pledge.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Many of us feel God's presence in nature when we are surrounded by the Holy One's creations. And for others, God's presence can seem a mystery, hidden from their view. But here in the midst of winter, the trees laid bare of their foliage, if we take the time to look, we will witness the miracle of creation and see that the world is beginning to awake again. The tiniest bit of green starting to emerge, new life appearing on a bare branch, reminding us that to everything there is a season. Doubt and faith, death and birth, there is a place for everything and everyone under the heavens. May it be the will of our Creator that our eyes be ever open to the wonders around us, and may our hearts rejoice in miracles that occur each day, reminding us that every day is a gift to be cherished and cause for us to give thanks. May this be God's will. Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Turn. Members, we'll go to privileges of the floor. Privileges of the floor, members. Thank you, Rabbi Wilson. And we'll move on to messages from the governor. They will be deemed read. Reports from committee will be deemed read. Motions and resolutions and notices. Members, we have a joint rule before us without objection. Joint Rule 62A will be suspended to allow the Joint Committee on Fisheries and Aquaculture to meet on Friday, January 21st, this week, 2011. Without 4 days' notice in the daily file. Seeing no objection, the motion carries. Let's see. Any adjournment memories, members? Pavley. Senator Pavley, do you have an adjournment in memory?
I do.
Would you like to go forward with that, and then I'll move on to Senator Steinberg.
Very good. Thank you. Members, if I could have your attention for just a few minutes today. I'd like to stand today to adjourn in the memory of Sergeant Shriver, a member of the Kennedy family and a former U.S. vice presidential nominee who served as the first Peace Corps director for our country. Sergeant Shriver, as you probably read, died yesterday, January 18th, at the age of 95. Shriver, who suffered the last several years from Alzheimer's disease, had been an advocate for the poor and the powerless. Shriver, probably more affectionately known as Sarge, has often been defined as a good-humored, innovative, inspiring, and a very passionate man. His achievements were historic in their own right and changed millions of lives. As the Peace Corps' first director and the leader of President Lyndon Johnson's War on Poverty, Sarge became the driving force behind social programs such as Head Start, Legal Services, and VISTA. I have a distinct appreciation for the Peace Corps, as my husband Andy served in the program Building Peace and Friendship in Saipan. Sarge created the Peace Corps in response to the global conflict between the U.S. and the Soviet Union during the Cold War. Married back in 1953 to Eunice Kennedy, Sarge was inducted into the legendary Kennedy family and his generations of politicians and activists. Sarge's death came less than 2 years after Eunice's death. She died back on August 11th in 2009. He leaves behind four sons, including Bobby Shriver, who's a member of the Santa Monica City Council, and daughter Maria Shriver, our former First Lady, and 19 grandchildren. Both Bobby and Maria and many of those grandchildren are constituents of mine. I would like to say thank you to Mr. Shriver for all that he has done to make this world a better place. I ask that we adjourn in his memory.
Thank you, Ms. Pavley. Senator Padilla.
Yes. Thank you, Madam President. Just wanted to add a couple of thoughts as well on the tribute to Sergeant Shriver. Senator Pavley did a good job of hitting some of the highlights of what he'll be remembered for, but I wanted to add a couple as well, not just being the father and of our former First Lady Maria Shriver. You mentioned the Peace Corps, mentioned the War on Poverty. He was also an ambassador to France for the United States and was a Democratic candidate for vice president in 1972. Not insignificant, in my opinion. His impact on people, particularly the poor and most vulnerable, stretches throughout the country and throughout the world. But I think it's also worthy to note that in 1994, President Clinton awarded Mr. Shriver the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Definitely a tribute, but 10 years prior to that, President Reagan had awarded the same honor on Eunice Shriver, and together, Eunice and Sergeant Shriver are the only husband and wife recipients of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I think very indicative of their contributions, very indicative of the Shriver and Kennedy families, and our condolences do go out to Maria, former Governor Schwarzenegger, and their families as they mourn this loss. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Padilla. And to Senator Pavley and Senator Padilla, the name will be entered in the journal. The Senate sends its condolences to Maria Shriver and the former governor and their entire family, and he will be missed. Senator LaMalfa.
Thank you, Madam President and members. I rise in to adjourn in memory of a great American from Shasta County named Wayne Stamper. He was a Pearl Harbor veteran, a Pearl Harbor survivor, part of the association in Shasta County. He was 92 years old, just passed away a few days ago. He served on the USS St. Louis on that day, December 7th, and one of the few ships in Pearl Harbor that was able to put out to sea that day. They shot down one enemy aircraft within the first 20 minutes and a total of three on that day. He was a turret captain on the USS St. Louis. He'll be sorely missed, as many of our Pearl Harbor survivors are going away these days. So I thank you for this body for journeying his memory today.
Thank you, Senator LaMalfa. And his name also will be entered in today's journal, and we extend our condolences to his family and thank him for his service. Members, any other adjourned memories? Senator Steinberg, I think, did you have an adjourned memory? You did not. Okay. Thank you. The clerk then will, the secretary, excuse me, will read the first reading of bills and introductions.
Senate Bill 113 by Senator Liu, enacting to state mandates. Senate Bill 114 by Senator Yee, an act relating to community colleges. Senate Bill 115 by Senator Strickland, an act relating to public employees.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. There is no business today unless members, you have something to bring before the House. Senator Price.
Thank you, Madam President. Just a announcement. I want to extend an invitation to all members to join the Legislative Black Caucus at its annual MLK breakfast tomorrow morning, 7:30 at the Sheraton. Everyone is welcome.
7:30 at the Sheraton. Thank you, Senator
Thank you.
Price. Tribute to Reverend Martin Luther King. Members, that concludes the business before the Senate today. We will be in recess until 5 p.m. Senator Steinberg, the desk is clear. We will be in recess until 5 and reconvene tomorrow morning at 9:30. In the morning. Anything else, sir?
Just to remind members that tomorrow we have our tribute to our late colleague, Senator Jenny Oropeza. And it would be great if members could come on time. And so Jenny's family will be here so we can pay proper tribute to our colleague. In addition, we will be commemorating Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, which occurred on Monday as well. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Steinberg. And we're in recess.